Thank you for joining me this morning. Welcome. What happens when your town goes through an economic downturn? Well, there are two choices. You can let the town sink into a financial disaster, or you can find ways to revive it. This morning, we're going to hear a great story of how the citizens of Eatonton, Georgia, are bringing the arts to the city in hopes of stirring tourism. And joining me this morning, I have invited Lou Benjamin, who is the president of the Briar Patch Arts Council in Eatonton, and he's going to tell us what they're doing and why we need to come to Eatonton and enjoy some of the arts. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, give us a little background on why your council, the Arts Council, got started.
Sure. Putnam County has gone through a bad economic period since 2008, starting with the real estate crash that happened then. Most of the big dairy farms have closed. We've had two major employers practically go out of business or move, and Georgia Power announced the closing of their big plant. And so the impact of all that has been the loss of about 2,000 jobs and a hit to the county budget of about almost 20%. And there's nothing coming in behind that to make up the difference. And about 3 years ago, a group of concerned citizens got together to see what we could do about it in terms of trying to bring some dollars into the area. We brought in the Department of Economic Development to help us do a study. And their recommendation, because it's a strategy that's worked in other places, is that the fastest way to get dollars into a dying community is through tourism, and that the fastest way to impact tourism is through the arts. And so that's why we started the Briar Patch Arts Council, was to basically start as a think tank and come up with ideas that we felt could bring in visitors and, in fact, implement those ideas as we came up with them.
Well, you called yourselves the Briar Patch Arts Council, and I'm not sure many people realize that Uncle Remus actually was from Eatonton, wasn't he?
He sure was, and that's one of the things that the Department of Economic Development told us, is that when you're branding yourselves, you got to find something that puts you on the map, and that we were actually well known as the Briar Patch because this was the home for Joel Chandler Harris, who of course wrote the Uncle Remus tales.
Well, since Uncle Remus is no longer allowed in the schools, can you show his house now and talk about him as an author, Joel Chandler Harris?
Yeah, of course. Let me just back up a little bit. One of the things that we decided to market is the literary heritage of the area. And so one of the things that we've started is the Georgia Writers Museum. Of the 46 authors that are in the Georgia Writers Hall of Fame, 9 are from within 30 miles of Putnam County.
Wow! I didn't realize that.
It's the largest concentration of literary heritage other than the Atlanta metro area anywhere in the state. And actually 3 of those are really local, and those are Joel Chandler Harris, Alice Walker, and Flannery O'Connor. And all 3 were controversial writers in their time, and we're not taking a stand on the people or on whether we like what they wrote, but there's no question that they achieved greatness within their field, and therefore they're worthy of study. You know, what influenced them, where they came from, and why they have achieved the success that they have. So our museum has permanent rooms that honor those 3 people, and then a 4th room that will rotate seeing works and stories of the lives of the other people that are also from the state and famous.
All right, Lou, has your museum opened? Is it ready?
It has.
Okay.
Yeah, we've opened a temporary location in a storefront right on the square in downtown Eatonton, and we've leased a building from the county that was an old hotel built back in the 20s that will be the permanent location once we've renovated it. The difference in size will be remarkable. Right now we're in 2,500 feet, and that building will give us almost 10,000 feet.
All right, so do you now in Putnam County have the facilities that would house and feed tourism?
It's a chicken or the egg thing, Barbara. You know, if you wait for the facilities, very few of those will be built without the visitors. And if you wait on the visitors, you know, so our basic idea is build it and they'll come. And so our idea is that we're gonna expand and build the museum out. And we're also starting a thing called the Artisans Village, which is essentially an art colony under one roof. And in return for inexpensive studio space, the artisans agree to do demonstrations. And we plan to do the kinds of arts that people can't see every day, and it would be kind of neat to watch, things like blacksmith and glass blowing and potters and quilters, woodworkers, metalworkers, et cetera. And between those two entities, we hope to bring a large number of visitors into town. And the ripple effect of that is that as more visitors come, then more restaurants open, more shops open, hotels open, and you start building on yourself.
I think the Artisan Village sounds fabulous, and
it's going to be neat.
I don't think a lot of people throughout the state realize that Putnam County is also part of Lake Oconee, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Lake Oconee and Lake Sinclair are both within Putnam County.
And so there are plenty of places around Putnam County to stay until you get the tourism trade built up.
Absolutely.
So what do you think your goal is?
Well, short term, we're in the money-raising business in order to renovate the buildings that we've leased to house our two venues. And so we've started a capital campaign to raise about $1.5 million. We've already raised $250,000, so we're on our way. But to make up the difference, we still need a large impact from both individuals and institutional money as well as grants.
Now,
and then,
will the state chip in money to help a county that's in trouble?
Not directly, although there are funds available that we can apply for. An example is the One Georgia Fund, and there are various grants through the Georgia Arts Council. Those are all government-run funds, but the state generally does not directly give you money.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. I've been talking this morning to Lou Benjamin, who is the president of Briar Patch Arts, and this is a wonderful idea for our state to have another area for tourists to come and enjoy. Thank you so much, Lou, and good luck. And
thanks, Barbara.
Thank you. And this is Barbara Dooley for Georgia's Morning News.